Well, the first thing I want to do is thank you for being willing to take the time to sit down and listen to this CD. The CD, of course, is designed to help people grow to become strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm afraid there are many, many people who trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior with a very sincere heart, but they never quite learn what to do next, and they don't get off to a good start in their spiritual growth. There's some people who've been Christians for many years who've just not grown much, and sometimes it's just because they don't know exactly what they need to do in order to grow, and sometimes it may be because they're just not aware of the fact that there needs to be some spiritual growth taking place after they've committed their lives to Christ. I think in some cases people look around at others around them and say, you know, I think I'm just about as good as all these other people. I know about as much about the Bible as these people do, or I know about as much about Jesus as these other people do, so I guess I'm okay. And there's kind of a laxness about sensing the need for spiritual growth. Of course, in many cases, there are new Christians who simply just don't know what to do. So we have all kinds of Christians, people who've been in Christ only for a few hours and others for many, many years, who need to learn about spiritual growth. So I'm glad you're listening. And you may know some things. Some of these things will not be new to you, but there may be something you'll glean here or there. The Holy Spirit may prompt you and remind you of little things here and there as you listen that will cause you to realize there are some steps you need to take, some decisions you need to make in order that you may become stronger in Christ. Before I go too far, I want to make it clear that I'm making a couple of assumptions here that we both need to make sure we understand. We need to be on the same page here. One of the assumptions that I'm making is, of course, that you are indeed a Christian, that you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you know that you are in Him, and He is in you. Now, that's not an assumption to take lightly. The fact of the matter is, we know that there are many, many people who have been members of the church for many, many years who are not Christians. They may have been baptized. They may have joined the church. They may have even been so active and involved in the church that they have become leaders in the church. In some cases, maybe deacons or Sunday school teachers or even pastors. And yet they've never trusted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Now you might be asking, well, how do you know that they haven't? Here's how we know. Because from time to time, there will be someone who's been a member of the church for many, many years, who has become a leader in the church, who will suddenly become aware of the fact that they really have not trusted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. They've been going through the motions. They've been playing out a role. They've been acting a part. They've been trying to do what they thought people expected them to do as a Christian, but they really did not have Jesus Christ in their lives. And so they come and they profess Christ. They come and receive Him as personal Lord and Savior. I believe this has been a situation that's been in the church ever since the church was founded in the first century. Because the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, that we need to all be examining ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. So maybe a good place to start before you even think about Christian growth is this matter of self-examination. That doesn't mean that becoming a Christian is complex, of course. It isn't. Becoming a Christian is very simple, very basic. Jesus said, you can't come into the kingdom of God unless you come like a little child. So we're not talking about something complex. We're talking about something that is genuine. You see, when you become a Christian, something very dramatic happens in your life. That doesn't necessarily mean emotional, although it's frequently accompanied by intense emotion. There's really nothing in the Bible that says that when you are converted, when you become a Christian, that emotions will be involved, although frequently they are. But the Bible does teach very clearly that there's a tremendous change that's taken place in a person's life when he becomes a Christian. In order to become a Christian, the Holy Spirit of God has to work in your heart and draw you to Him. It will be a sense, perhaps, within you that you know everything's not right. You know there's something wrong in your life. You realize that you have sinned and something has to be done about that sin. And the Holy Spirit brings that, what we call conviction. And then there comes a point where you yield to God. You say, Lord, I want you to come into my life and forgive my sin and make me what you want me to be. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. So please come into my life. Now, that's not complex. It's not complicated. It just is a matter of an attitude of our heart. But it has to be a genuine heart transformation. It's not something that we do because we think, well, my mom and dad want me to do this, or my husband or my wife wants me to do this, or my friends want me to do this, or my pastor wants me to do this, so I better go ahead and do it. But it's done in a kind of an external, perfunctory, really insincere way. Maybe sincere, but from the wrong motive, a desire to please somebody, as opposed to a recognition that we are undone, that we are lost, that we have sin that can't be dealt with any other way, and that we need Christ in our lives. So make sure, as you examine yourself, that you are genuinely a Christian. I have another CD available if you want to listen to it, and you can ask me for it, that goes into more detail what it really means to become a Christian. So we're making the assumption that you have genuinely and truly trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've not done that, it's futile to try to go about this matter of Christian growth. It will be an exercise of great frustration. But if you have trusted Christ, and then you begin to grow strong in Christ, it is a matter of great joy and peace that comes through knowing you're doing what the Lord wants you to do, and that really He's the one doing it through you. He's living His life out through you. So that's one assumption I'm making. The second assumption is that you have a desire to grow spiritually. Now, it kind of makes sense that if you've listened this far to this CD, that there's something of a desire there within you that says, I really do want to grow. I don't want to stay the same. I want to become more and more like Christ. However, it could be that you're listening to this CD just because someone's kind of pushed you to do it. Someone's urged you to do it. Someone's made you feel guilty if you don't do it. Someone has insisted that you listen to it. But you didn't listen to it with a real willing heart or a real eager heart. You're just kind of going through the motions here. This may not do you much good in that case. There has to be, on our part, an eagerness within, a willingness within to grow. Now, can I be real honest with you here just for a minute? It is my personal opinion that if you don't have within you a desire to grow, to be like Christ, to become stronger in the Lord Jesus Christ, that it's critically important that you examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Because I believe a genuine Christian wants to be more like his Master, more like his Savior, more like Jesus. Because I believe that when you really and truly recognize that Jesus Christ is God who became a man, who died on the cross to pay for our sins, who rose again, who is alive, and who has a plan for our lives. And when I think about how great He is and that I'm privileged to be a part of His family, I really do want to live for Him. I want to please Him. The last thing in the world I want to do is make Him unhappy or disappoint Him in any way. I want to grow. I want to become everything He wants me to be. I want to be totally useful to Him in this life. I want Him to use me for His glory and for His purposes, knowing that this life in the flesh is very brief. It may seem to you, if you're young especially, that you know you have a long time left to live. But the fact of the matter is, the Bible says our life is like a vapor. It appears for a moment and it vanishes away. That's in the book of James. So even the longest life is really very brief when you come to the end of it. And there are many, many people who live out their lives here on this earth with great regrets when they get to the end. But I don't want to have those regrets. I want to please the Lord Jesus Christ. I want Him to use me while I'm walking in this flesh to get glory for Himself. So I'm assuming that that's your desire and that that's what you want, that you want to please Him and you want to grow.